This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, I don't know how we did it, but we made it to a Friday. It's hour one. The gang's all here, ready to go, fired up. And yes, it's a Meat Friday, and you're probably wondering, what's on the Traegers? It's pretzel burgers, brats, Chicago dogs, and smoked potato salad. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
It's just an all-American grill fest here. That's what we're doing. We're sending you into the 4th of July holiday. We got the Traegers all fired up, ready to go on this Meat Friday. Got a busy, busy show. Dale Earnhardt Jr. a little later on. The actor-comedian Adam Devine. Will Ferrell. I heard from Will Ferrell yesterday, and he said, "What time do you need me?" And I said, "Whenever you can join us." And he said, "How about 11:05 Eastern? I said, "Wow, that's pretty precise." He said, "Yes, I'm shooting a movie with Reese Witherspoon." And I said, "Okay, I just need to know if Will is joining us in Dublin. We're extending the invitation there, and we'll find out in the final hour of the program if Will Ferrell will join us in Dublin." Neil Everett, former ESPN anchor, spent 20 years there with the mothership. He'll stop by as well. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Sliding into the weekend is brought to you by our partners, Kings Hawaiian. Want to make sure that every get-together is a great get-together, and it's a Slider Sunday. Make it a holiday in your home. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Free agency news, James Harden, when I saw the headlines, oh, he opted in to then discuss with the Sixers of where he could get traded. The question is, what possible destinations? And there are quite a few columns today talking about possible destinations. Now, what happens sometimes is if you're going to get people to read an article, you have to throw in the Lakers. And I go, okay, could James Harden work with the Lakers? Don't even know if it's real or not. And you throw in the Knicks as well. Because, well, why not? The Knicks, they're always willing to take a chance and make a bad business deal. Here's USA Today. Corey Woodruff. He had five possible trade destinations for James Harden. The Clippers. Okay. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard. Do they trade Paul George? What's Russell Westbrook Jr. the third do? Do you want to see Harden and Russell Westbrook play together again? How about the Phoenix Suns? Phoenix Suns, maybe you get another team interested in DeAndre Ayton. So that would give you Kevin Durant reuniting with James Harden. Then you would get Devin Booker in there, and then Bradley Beal. What could possibly go wrong? I keep thinking the Mavs are going to get DeAndre Ayton. How about the Knicks? Yes, they make the list. Plenty of talent on the roster, and it would be a stupid thing for the Knicks to do. Sure. You got Jalen Brunson, R.J. Barrett, Julius Randle, Emmanuel Quickley, Josh Hart. You know what it felt like there was momentum with the Knicks. You're moving in the right direction. You don't need James Harden. You don't. Now, Jalen Brunson is better than we thought. R.J. Barrett is probably better than we thought. Maybe doesn't get enough credit. He might be underrated. Julius Randle, it feels like it's just a matter of time before he plays someplace else. But how about Harden back to Houston? Play with the Rockets again. Okay. He would give them, quote-unquote, leadership. It's a very, very, very young team. I would rather get Fred VanVleet from Toronto, pay maybe a little extra money. Point guard, not a ball hog. There's also the possibility of Dylan Brooks, former Memphis Grizzly, that they could get him. I think Houston would be smart to just stay young, get a veteran point guard, and then let's see if this roster can develop a little bit there. But James Harden could be on the move as he opts in to be traded by the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, what do the 76ers do? Because if you're Joel Embiid, at what point do you say, why is it that everybody who comes in eventually leaves here? I got coach who leaves. I got players who leave. Coach who gets fired. I got that same GM and Daryl Morey. What are we doing? Do we have enough to compete? Boston just got Kristaps Porzingis. Miami is scheming to try to get Dame Lillard. You look around and these other teams are trying to get better. Are we getting better? And maybe Joel Embiid is comfortable where he is with what he's doing. But you start to look around and you go, okay, got Tyrese Maxey, who I really like. I think he's an all-star. But I just don't know if he's going to look around and see that supporting cast and say, okay, we can compete for a championship. Because right now, they can't. James Harden, now he leaves. What else can you do here? I saw a story where maybe Philadelphia would go after Dame Lillard. I go, okay, who's Portland going to take? Where you go, okay, sure, here's Dame Lillard. You know what I would say? Oh, we'll take Embiid. How about that? You know? Scoot Henderson's not yet a star, but he might be, but we'll take Joel Embiid. We'll give you Dame. How's that? Oh, no further talks? Okay. But, you know, you start to look around and go, James Harden, is he really going to help somebody? How much will he help him? I don't think Houston is smart. Plus, I don't know, if you're a young player and you went through last year and the struggles there and all of a sudden James Harden's going to come back to town and go, hey, I got it, guys. Just get me the ball. That ain't going to be fun. So that seems to be the headline here with free agency with James Harden. Yes, Marv.
Don't they have like 12 guys under the age of like 17
yeah,
on that team?
No, it's like daycare. I think they have 8 or 9 players who are under 21 years of age. I mean, you're babysitting there. But I don't want James Harden as the guy who comes in and go, hey, he's going to be our leader. You know, he's a great curiosity. And maybe that's what we remember about James Harden. He was fun. He dominated. He changed the game. But at his age, do I want him with a young team? If I could throw him in, if I had my wish, I would say Phoenix Suns. Because then it's like, all right, you guys want chaos. You want scoring. You want everybody can shoot. Go ahead. Here's your team. And then if you lose DeAndre Ayton, you got Harden, and you got Booker and Beal and Kevin Durant. Let's go. We got something different than anybody else. Yes, yes, Eaton.
The article that you were just referring to in that Sun scenario also has another thing where they could see a three-way trade where the Mavericks land Ayton and Kyrie ends up on the Suns.
Sure,
too.
Of course.
So then you would have Harden, Durant, Irving, Booker, and Beal.
I think if they got Kyrie, then they wouldn't get James Harden. I'm thinking that. But I do think the Mavs will somehow end up with DeAndre Ayton. I don't know why I feel that, but I felt that for a while. Jalen Green is one of the young players on the Rockets. And he was on the podcast P with Paul George. And this is probably 4 weeks ago. And he was asked about James Harden and could he be a good fit for the Houston Rockets.
There's obviously been some links of James wanting to come back to the team. Like, I feel like at this point, you're the king of Houston. Like, you got to go through this. You got to go through being double team, being triple team, you know, being the target every time. You got to go through that. And you bring on someone like James, who's such a ball dominant player, like, that's going to hinder your growth a little bit. You know what I mean? Regardless of how it can elevate you on another level of him teaching you and you learning off of him, I feel like for you, you've already been through the fire. So, like, let you continue to learn. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. I didn't play both ways. Like you just said, it could help and hurt at the same time. I didn't really talk to him too much about the rumors and stuff like that. I'm with you on that.
Well, Paul George is leading the witness there just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it can help and hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, it could help or hurt. And then I guess James Harden wasn't pleased that I think he's helped mentor Jalen Green. And he wasn't pleased that, hey, it could help, it could hurt. That's James Harden. He can help and he can hurt. Yes, Marv.
I'm sure he's telling him the best strip clubs.
Yes. Well, that's the help part.
Right.
Yeah. The hurt part is when he has the ball all the time. Yes, Paul.
It's hard to picture a contender trading for Harden because the 76ers are a contender and they want him gone. Right. So if you're looking at a contender who needs more scoring and they want James Harden gone, if you're a contender, why would you say, ooh, let's sign up for that? What another contender doesn't want, we want. Not only do we want to trade for him, now, if you're going to trade for him, then you definitely have to give him a contract extension. You wouldn't trade for a guy for a one-year deal, would you?
No.
Okay, so you're trading for James Harden, and let's say you agreed to a three-year deal at $120 million. So we're going to pay $120 million for another contender's reject. That it doesn't make sense. He feels like he's going that Carmelo Anthony direction of no man's land.
Well, how many times have you dated somebody that somebody else wanted to stop dating? That's what happens in sports. You're like, I could see the good side of this this person. You know, I think they fit in. I think we mesh well together. But James Harden, how old is James? Is he 33? Does that sound right? Yeah. But he looked 33 this year. Now, he did have a couple of moments in the series against Boston where he put up over 40. It was game 6 and 7 that he was horrible. So he's going to turn 34 before the start of the season?
Yeah.
And if you're the Clippers, what exactly are you doing? You going to keep Paul George, Kawhi Leonard long-term? Here is Zach Lowe from the Mothership on his Low Post podcast.
The biggest subplot in the NBA that not enough people are talking about is Paul George and Kawhi Leonard with the Clippers being extension eligible. In Kawhi's case in July, I think in Paul George's case in September, because I just don't think, based on what I've heard, that if those guys walk in the door and ask for four-year max extensions, I don't think the Clippers are just giving them to them.
I agree. I wouldn't extend either one of them. They're not healthy at the same time. And even when they are, how long are they going to be healthy at the same time? Yeah, it's difficult. Plus, you look at Denver, and Denver's going to lose a couple of players. It just happens with every championship team. You can't afford everybody here. But you still have the nucleus that's there. Now, that's the team that you're gearing up to try to beat. And who's really improving their roster? Yes, Marv.
That's the beauty about being a Clipper. Excuse me. That's the beauty about being a Clipper.
Thank you, Todd.
No one really cares that much.
Well,
that's their motto.
Is that the motto in L.A.?
Oh, nope. For the in L.A.?
Yeah, nobody really cares that much.
For the Lakers, yes. For the Clippers, no.
Yeah. I mean,
they did the exact same thing the Lakers did. Big free agent and traded the farm for a secondary star.
Yes. Yes, Eden.
I don't know that nobody cares, but the real problem seems to be that they load managed the entire year to make sure they were healthy for the playoffs, and then they weren't healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that definitely hurt things.
So that's the big headline here is James Harden, where is he going after opting in to then be traded? NFL suspends 4 for gambling, I believe 3 for the entire season. J.J. Watt is going to be a broadcaster for CBS, at least on a part-time basis, and Shohei Ohtani did it again, 14th home run in the month of June. We'll settle on a poll question. We got phone calls coming up. We got a busy, busy guest list here. Will Ferrell a little bit later on. Adam Devine, the actor, comedian. He was in Workaholics. He was in, he's in the Gemstones, the Righteous Gemstones, and he's got a new movie out as well. Dale Earnhardt Jr. III will join us coming up a little bit later on as well. So we're just getting started on this Friday. Glad you're part of the program. You can email, tweet, you can dial us up. Operator Tyler standing by. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner and our radio affiliates around the country. Take a break. We're back after this. King's Hawaiian. They want to make Sunday Slider Sunday, the next great weekly mealtime ritual. And why not? Great way to kick off your summer. Great slider combinations. The one constant, starting with King's Hawaiian. Whether it's the original, the OGs, the Hawaiian sweet rolls, pre-sliced slider buns, or perfectly sweet and salty pretzel slider buns. Barbecue chicken ranch sliders. We're not having that today. Once again, we are having the pretzel burgers today. So barbecue sauce, shredded cheddar, red onion, roasted peppers, ranch dressing, and a touch of jalapeno and cilantro. They have all kinds of recipe inspirations at kingshawaiian.com. Whether it's barbecuing with friends or you're sitting around watching the big game, make that Sunday dinner a Slider Sunday. King's Hawaiian wants you to make every Sunday a Slider Sunday. Go to your local store, pick up the sweet and fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls, and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Stay in your lane. Music selection, the song that you think is representative of the 90s. Whose song was this? Let's see. I would say Seton, but I'm going to think that he picked something a little bit more obscure. Marvin, did you pick Green Day?
I did not.
Okay. All right. Who picked Green Day?
I did.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
You got to go for the bit.
All right.
You got to go for stay in your lane.
Hey, stay in your lane. They blew up in the 90s. Yeah. I got that.
Yeah. So by going obscure, then I guess I went with like the third single off that album rather than the first two smashes.
All right. So all of our music has to do with the 90s. Did everybody send their song to Marvin yesterday? Mm-hmm. Todd? Mm-hmm.
I did.
Okay. All right. Paulie did. I did yesterday afternoon. Marv, were you surprised by any of the selections by myself and the Danettes?
No, not really. Fritzy.
I gave him a couple options. One I mistakenly said out loud yesterday, and the other was one I did not share with the class.
All right.
So when you hear a certain song, you'll just be like, all right.
That's Todd.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm surprised that you didn't try to do an 80s song for the 90s.
I really
or
wanted
maybe,
to.
Maybe 1989.
Who would have cost? Like November, December 89? Yeah.
Like an 80s song remade in the 90s.
Yeah. I'm guessing Ace of Base is Todd's choice.
Yeah, I gave him Walk Like an Egyptian. He said, nope, not going to work.
Yeah, Paul.
Is the 90s music looked upon fondly? Would it be fair to say like the grunge era is kind of looked at? That'd be early 90s, right? It's looked on pretty fondly as a movement.
Well, definitely. I think it is because it got rid of big hair bands.
Like Poison.
Yeah. Therefore, I appreciated grunge for two reasons. The sound of it, but also they got rid of the big hair bands.
I notice a lot of like high school age kids still listen to Nirvana and a lot of those bands from like the early 90s.
Why do you think that is?
See a lot of their t-shirts around.
Well, I see
stuff.
That. Yeah.
Which that doesn't mean that they're listening to it, but they're still culturally relevant, I think.
Yeah, and then you had Kurt Cobain killing himself, dying early, just the music itself. I don't think they wanted to be stars. He didn't want to be a star. They fought that. Didn't they show up to a photo shoot for Rolling Stone? And I think Kurt had something on about, I hate corporate magazines.
It said they were on the cover of Rolling Stone, and his t-shirt read, corporate magazines still suck.
Yeah, I got the cover. He's in like a sweater, like a cardigan.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the famous cardigan.
Yeah, the cardigans are a big deal.
And then that just got auctioned off, or at least one of his cardigans got auctioned off.
You know, it's interesting because if you read, I've read a lot of like biographies on the band, and there's a real like push-pull kind of thing with them in stardom where they would get on the cover of Rolling Stone and say corporate magazines still suck, but they knew very well what they were doing, you know, or that he was really... while they didn't want to be famous and everything, he was very aware of MTV and how many times they were getting played. And, we have to go do Unplugged. And then they did another live event for MTV. And those were big moments so they sort of played both sides, I think, a little bit.
How many albums did Nirvana put out?
They had Bleach, Nevermind,
In Utero,
Incesticide, and In Utero. But there were three like proper studio albums. Incesticide was more like a compilation of stuff that they'd recorded.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
There was a recent auction, not a couple years ago, there was an auction, and the cardigan that he wore, Kurt Cobain, on the cover of, and he wore it many other places. It was pretty common. It sold for $75,000. Another thing that sold was a used paper plate that Cobain had ate pizza off of. It had like grease stains. But on the other side, as they're getting ready to do a show, he wrote the entire set list, and it sold for $22,000.
All right. But, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit, when that video came out, that was different. That was where you get. And I remember where I was when that came out, and I watched it for the first time, and I went, wait, what's this? And how they did it, it was done with a different texture than a lot of videos were back then. Yes,
They like really seemed to capture a feeling, right? That sort of angsty teenage whatever. And that the idea that the video was a pep rally that turns into sort of like a riot almost. It's no wonder that 13-year-olds still today or 14-year-olds are like, hell yeah, these guys are awesome.
And plus, Teen Spirit was a deodorant.
Yeah.
So it Smells Like Teen Spirit is where that came from. Fascinating band. Mm. I probably didn't embrace them as much as I should have. I think it was years later, probably a decade later, that I looked back and I thought, man. I mean, I did a deep dive back into Pearl Jam as well. And I know that the story was Eddie Vedder wanted to be accepted by Kurt Cobain. And that Cobain maybe looked at Pearl Jam as... they were corporate, or however he viewed that band, that it was really important for Eddie Vedder to be welcomed, embraced, respected by Kurt Cobain. Poll question today, Seton. What do we have?
Let's see. Paul just sent in one.
Oh.
That's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Whose NBA future will go the best?
Okay.
Harden, Lillard, or Draymond?
Future.
Yeah, future.
Three guys who are kind of in flux in their careers right now, 30 or over, and have had very good careers up until this point. James Harden, Lillard. Draymond Green is in an interesting spot.
Yeah, but Draymond Green, I expect him to go back to Golden State. If he goes back to Golden State, he's going to be playing for championships. I don't think James Harden is, and I don't think Dame Lillard is. They're going to be compensated because Dame, in the last year of his contract, is going to make $60 million at the age of 36 or 37. That's pretty good consolation prize. I would say Draymond playing in important games, but they're going to make, Dame's going to make twice the amount of money that Draymond does. And then James Harden, you know, so he's opting in at $35.5 million, and then whoever signs him, I don't know what it's going to cost you, but it's weird to say James Harden at $35 million seems like a bargain that you might have to, you know, spend $45 million for James Harden these last couple of years, and I don't want to sign up for that. Yes, Eaton?
It's weird, though, because James Harden feels closer to a ring than Dame does.
Yes.
Because James has his pick of teams, so he's going to jump right in. Where, I mean, I would imagine that Dame does to some degree, too. He's probably got some options. But right now, currently, as they sit, it feels like James Harden's closer.
Yeah, if he goes to the Suns or the Clippers, they're closer than Portland is, at least right now.
Theoretically, right?
Yeah. Todd, you had some poll questions?
I do have a few.
All right.
How much do you care if Shohei Ohtani participates in the Home Run Derby? A lot? Ever so slightly? Not at all.
Do I care? I mean, would I hope that he would be in? Yeah. But do I care? No. I mean, I'm not going to be, you know, crushed if he doesn't do it. I'd like to see him. I wouldn't blame him if he didn't. Guys have talked about, you know, messing up your swing when you're in the Home Run Derby. But he's such a phenomenon. And taking advantage of this, if you want to take advantage of this, I go back to the conversation we had a couple of days ago. Does he want to be on stage? I know your job is televised. I know that people come out to see you. But do you love being a star? Do you love being an entertainer? Because Home Run Derby is about entertaining. That's about, hey, I'm going to take advantage of my moment here. He's had so many moments, I don't know if it's important to him. It's important to baseball. What else, Todd?
Would you want your favorite team to acquire James Harden? Just a strictly yes or no.
No. What else do you have?
Do you believe an NFL star, however you define star, would get a year suspension if he violated the gambling policy? Yes or no? How strict will they be with that?
Okay, let's say it's a quarterback. Let's say Joe Burrow bet on something. Let's say that he did the same thing that these guys are getting suspended for the year. Let's say he bet $50 on something. But let's say he bet on LSU. He was in the Bengals facility and he bet on the Bengals. Or bet on LSU. Do they sit him down for... You know, the NFL doesn't want this. They don't want their players suspended. Because it's bad for the brand. It is bad, you know, for the shield. Because, you know, this is where you have one player with the Colts who's betting over under on his teammate with his rushing yards. So now all of a sudden, that's close to insider trading. Do you know what's going on? Do you know what the game plan is? Do you see something in practice that others don't? Now, it was $1,000. But, you know, what happens is when you lose and then all of a sudden your losses metastasize, that's where you get people who are vulnerable. And it might seem like nothing. Hey, it's $1,000. It's $1,500. Now, these aren't star players. Now, they're getting compensated. But you just don't want to have that direct line that I can connect this player, this team, to maybe something that has to do with insider trading. And if these players didn't learn, now nobody goes into this going, oh, I'm going to get caught. When's the last time you did something you know you're not supposed to do and you go, man, I could get caught? It's like you're doing it and not thinking about that. And these players are just thinking, nobody's going to catch me. This isn't a big deal. Who's going to track me down? It's $50. It's no big. It's $100. But if Joe Burrow were to bet on his college team winning a big game against Alabama, would he be sitting down for a year, is what Fritzy is saying. I think that's when we're going to find out how important gambling is and how important policing gambling is going to be for the NFL. Because these players, nobody's really reacting to this. I mean, Calvin Ridley, we knew, but he played at Alabama. He bet $1,500 and he lost $11 million in salary. If that doesn't resonate with these younger players, then what is? Unless it's a big-time player. And this is a league that already sat down Tom Brady for a significant portion of the season. And they would have to do that for a marquee player. Because you cannot blur the lines between what is real and what is not. And if you're going to have these players placing these bets and you suspend them or you cut them, players are replaceable. Starting quarterbacks, not so much. But I think the NFL has got to be really careful about this. Because you don't want people to think that the sport they're watching is rigged. And people already feel that way with officiating. All sports. Oh, he's on the take. You know, somebody will make the money sign. You know, Luka did that. No. You can't. Tim Donaghy. No, we can't have any of that. No. But we do have that. And that wasn't with gambling. Now you have players attached to this, placing bets, and now this is where the NFL has to crack down and suspend them for the entire year. Yeah, Paulie.
And the players who are getting busted, they're second and third tier players. These guys need the money more than anybody. This guy, Rhodes, was in year three of a four-year contract. The fourth year was going to pay him the most of those 4 years. He made $2.5 million in 3 years. Now, well, that sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah, but he's not betting a lot of money.
Right. Well,
so you're not, you know, that's not a lot of money.
I'm saying what this guy gave up a pro career that maybe was going to last 6 years. They cut those two guys. The Colts released them yesterday.
Yes.
Their careers are likely over.
Well, they are with the Colts, but yeah. Somebody will give them another chance if they're good enough. But you're not making enough money on this is where you're like bored. Because I've said this before. I have friends who get bored watching a game. They're not going to watch the game unless they have money on it. I mean, you're a kid and you're doing something stupid. You don't think you're going to get caught. It's $1,000. It's not a big deal. He's not betting enough money that it's really going to impact his life. But he bet enough money that it did impact his life. He got suspended and then got cut. If you're going to bet, you know, go big or go home. Like, the punishment's going to be the same if I get popped for $50, $1,000, $1,500. But I still can't believe the NFL did not bring Calvin Ridley. And maybe they did. Maybe I've not heard. I've asked about this. Did they do something where he zoomed in for the rookie seminar? Did he go to the seminar? That should have been part of his punishment, that he was going to speak to the rookies or all of these players. I don't want to hear from Peyton Manning. I want to hear from the guy who lost $11 million. Hey, you know what I did? I was stupid because I thought this. I did this. You know, I was confused. I didn't know we couldn't do that. Whatever it is, that's real. That's where you go, okay, wow. All right, I'm going to remember that. Those are the things that I think would have been important with these younger players because it clearly didn't resonate. These guys are still gambling. And this isn't the first. And just because we have legalized gambling now. I mean, legalized gambling is where these things get brought to light. Whereas when I bet with a bookie, nobody knew. Nobody's saying, hey, you got to pay your taxes on that. My bookie's not going to rat me out. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, it's like it's legal but not allowed for certain people, right? Like just like the stock market. You know, you can trade stocks. That's totally fine, but you can't have insider information. So a lot of these things sound like insider information, and that's why it's still wrong.
Yeah.
That's why you can't. I mean, the most basic thing is don't bet on your own team. That's the most basic part.
Yeah. Anything to do with your team.
Right.
And if you're betting on your teammate over under rushing yards, well, what were you privy to? He's a defensive player in practice. Is he seeing that this running back is going to get more carries? Or what they're going to do with that defense that they're facing? Oh, we're going to run the ball. We're going to run it down their throats. I don't know. But this is the dilemma that all of these leagues are in. This is not the last time this will happen. And I wouldn't be surprised if you get a point-shaving scandal that'll come up at some point. It happens. It's happened before, and I can see it happen again. Because it's almost, I mean, gambling is prevalent, and it's permissible. And now it's commonplace. It's like, oh, yeah, I got a dime on this game. Oh, okay. Back then, you know, when I was gambling, it'd be like, I got a dime. You got a dime on this game? Yeah. Now, it's not a big deal. We've relaxed our attitudes towards this. And then that's what I think is surprising, that for these players, they're like, wait a minute, I was betting $50, or I bet in 75, I bet $100. Doesn't matter. You bet. Doesn't matter the amount. All right. Let's see. A couple of phone calls in here. Buddha in San Francisco. Good morning, Buddha.
If you don't know, now you know, buddy. EP, I got a poll question for you guys. But first, Dan, before we turn the page on June, I got to give some love to Pauly and Marvin looking fly in the White Man Can't Jump June calendar pick. It's fire, as the kids say, Dan. So bloop, bloop to them.
Okay.
And then, Dan, DP is the match. I mean, he had some sneaky one-liners, and the match is slacking, Dan. They need to get Tiger and his son, who's out driving him now, versus John Daly and his son. That would be must-see TV, DP. And poll question, Dan. Who did you feel worse for during the match play? Steph trying to keep Draymond in line and give Klay on-course lessons, or Klay, who was plucking people in the gallery and hacking it up on national television?
I felt bad for Klay Thompson because Steph can play. He's a scratch golfer. And Patrick Mahomes can play as well. And Kelsey was just good enough that he was helping Patrick Mahomes. Klay looked like he was lost. Klay was trying his best, and it wasn't working. And whenever you're at a celebrity event, do not trust the person who is swinging the golf club that they know what they're doing. I know this firsthand. This happened at Pebble Beach years ago, back in the mid-90s when I was playing. And I'm getting ready to hit a shot, and the gallery's right there, and I said, you got to back up, and they laughed. I said, I'm not joking. I could hit one of you. And then, sure enough, scalded one over the green. And then I said, look, I told you. And they thought, we thought you were just joking. I know, not joking at all. It can happen. But watching last night, it was fun. Too many microphones on at the same time. It's weird. You can be in a group, a gathering, and there could be a lot of people talking, but you can still hear what you want to hear from somebody. Last night, you had the TNT guys, you had Steph and Klay, you had Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Draymond Green, Von Miller, and everybody was talking. And I didn't know who was talking. It was like, yeah, line it up. Oh, yeah, oh, you have a birdie putt. Let's see. This is what it sounded like last night.
Throw it out to the 16th, okay. And there's Klay Thompson.
Here we go. Klay Thompson center.
Ryan.
Thank you, Mark. We didn't get any of that from Klay Thompson yesterday. It's a man's game. You got Patrick Mahomes? Yeah.
I want to know if y'all have just a strictly three-point shooting contest, who's winning?
We're even right now. 1-1.
Wow.
We are. Political answer. That's cool.
I'm taking myself.
And I'm taking myself. If there is a hoop right now, we settle it. But I don't know if there is.
Draymond, can you break the tie for us?
It'd be both of them.
This man also lost to Kevin Hart.
I forgot they had a shooting contest, and Draymond barely beat Kevin Hart by one.
He almost lost to Kevin Hart. It's, I know. So funny.
And then Barkley gave Draymond Green grief because he's like, dude, you're talking an awful lot for a guy who doesn't even have a job because he doesn't have a team. There are a lot of people involved in that. All right, we'll take a break. We got our play of the day up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
The 2-1. And Bregman hits it well. It hits it deep to left field. Walker is going back, looking up. Grand slam for Alex Bregman. Hits it off the facade of the second deck. And the Astros lead it 14-0.
Astros Radio Network, that's your play of the day, Alex Bregman. 3 grand slams so far this season. Get fired up for epic meals this summer, and you get gear from Traeger Portable Grills for the upcoming tailgate season. The all-new Ironwood Grill will change your life, and you can check it all out. The Flat Rock Flat Top Grill will change your life. The Timberline Grill, likewise. You have everything you need in the Traeger hood. Traeger Grills, making wood-fired flavor easy. It's shopping for grilling essentials at Traeger.com. I picked Smells Like Teen Spirit. I picked Nirvana as my song from the 90s.
Mm, look at you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. I already mentioned why and, you know, the impact that Nirvana had on me and the video. Yeah, man, there was something about them. Yes, Marv.
That might be number one on the quintessential 90s song.
Okay.
I'm sure there's any, you know, list, Rolling Stone, Spin Magazine, whatever, top 100 songs of the 90s, it's top two and it's not two.
Well, I'm wondering what other song would be would top Nirvana for best song of the 90s or emblematic of the 90s, Mark.
Oh, emblematic.
I'm going to go Nothing But a G Thing, Dre and Snoop.
Okay.
That's a big one. Okay. That is. That's right there for sure.
All right. I learned some things about the Indiana Jones movie library, whatever it might be. How many movies have there been, Indiana Jones? There are four or five? I learned that... George Lucas, I think his dog was named Indiana, and they named Harrison Ford's character Indiana Jones. Also, that Harrison Ford wasn't the first pick for Indiana Jones. You guys want to guess? Still on TV, was a really big star in you know, one thing that he did. Yes, Marv?
Tom Selleck?
Bloop!
Wow!
Nice one.
Nailed it.
Tom Selleck was the first choice, and he was busy, and they brought in Indiana Jones. Yeah, well done, Marvin.
Want to hear what my guess was going to be? Ted Danson. Oh. You're like, still on TV? It was big for one thing. And it's like, cheers, Ted Danson.
Sure.
I can't imagine Ted Danson running around with a whip.
Well, at least in a movie.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Jamie in Texas joins us. Hi, Jamie. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 5/8 and two spins.
Okay.
And it's Jaime, by the way, but thank you for taking my call. I have to – I'm glad you're on movies because I have to chime in with Barbie. Two things. Barbie, you got to go see it, Seton. And Dan, it's directed by Greta Gerwig, so it's worth seeing just because it's directed by Greta Gerwig. I don't know what it's about either, Paulie. It looks crazy, so that's why I'm in. And also, The Goose, you got to see it for Ryan Gosling.
All right, yeah, can't go wrong with Ryan Gosling. Yeah, Margot Robbie, Will Ferrell is in. He's got a cameo. Will's going to join us coming up final hour of the program. Brad in Kansas. Hi, Brad. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. Thank you for taking my call, 63220. I was going to comment on the match last night. Something I noticed, I am a golfer all my life. I've played at the college level. I've coached at the college level. It looked to me like this was a two-against-one match. I thought Clay Thompson looked totally uncomfortable and out of his depth a little bit. But he was willing to take the punches that the guys were throwing at him. They were kind of giving him some jabs and barbs there, and he took it quite well, I thought. But it'd be kind of like us trying to, I don't know, play pro football or something. He was uncomfortable.
I don't think that would be, like, if I was going to go play in the NBA, it would be similar to Clay playing golf. But thanks for the phone call. I mean, let's not make it that dramatic. Clay was uncomfortable there. But, no, I don't know how much he's played. It's the other guys are really good. Steph is really good. Patrick Mahomes is very good. I mean, Clay is one of the better. If you said he was going to try to do a Corn Ferry Tour thing, you know, he's really good. And he loves golf. Golf is what his passion is. Shooting threes is what his job is. Update the poll results there, Seton.
Yeah, Dan, we put up there, whose NBA future is going to work out better? You have James Harden, Dame Lillard, or Draymond Green. Right now, Dame running away with it, 76% of the vote. James Harden only getting 4%.
Yeah. I just don't know what's going to happen in Portland. And I know we've spent an inordinate amount of time talking about it. But, you know, this is where you're looking at what he could want. And trying to understand that. And what Portland wants. Or what another team would want with Dame Lillard. Like, there's a lot of factors in this. I mean, Dame may say, look, this is where my family is. This is where I want to be. I like it here. were of the mindset of, oh, you got to go win a championship here. He may not want to. Dale Earnhardt Jr. will join us coming up. Actor-comedian Adam Devine, Will Ferrell will stop by as well. Two more hours to go in this Meet Friday.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.